Case law features strongly in your decision-making with regards to children. In the broader sense, the three elements we'll talk about over the next couple of minutes revolve around making sure we have a full picture of the child, making sure that we have properly applied the public interest test, and making sure that we explore thoroughly whether or not the child can be diverted from prosecution. So RV, the Chief Constable of Kent and another, 1991. So an earlier case which made it clear that judicial review could be successful if there was no or insufficient inquiry into the circumstances of the accused. So it shows that it's really important that in cases involving children, we are finding out their circumstances. We are talking to family, to school, to the Youth Offending Service. We're looking at our own systems, children's services, before making the decision whether or not to prosecute. Now, a lot of this context will be taken and dealt with via the processes we have in place, 370, youth offending teams, etc. But again, as an investigator, and as I have mentioned previously, it is elements like this that make cases more complex. Investigators need to be alive to the fact that they may be asked for further information or more detailed information, and that is a reasonable feature of cases involving children so that we can make reasonable, balanced, trauma-informed decisions where the child remains at the centre. The public interest. RV, the DPP in 2011, talked about how it is essential that all cases involving children have the public interest test properly applied and clearly identified. What was your thinking? Why? Documented. Of course, it's not always going to be the gatekeeper that makes the final decisions with any of these cases, but it is going to be the gatekeeper who gives the material and gives their view for the prosecutor as to what should happen. And throughout the process, it should be clear and the public interest test applied reasonably. And finally, you need to be clear as to whether diversion is or was an option. A prosecution is less likely to be required if the seriousness and the consequences of the offending can be appropriately dealt with by an out-of-court disposal, which the suspect, the child, accepts and with which he or she can comply. So again, mentioned earlier on, diversion has been proven to show that potentially children will not need the services of the police again. And that, as we have mentioned earlier, is better for victims, better for policing in terms of demand, better for the communities, and importantly, better for the child. So to summarise, clear and reasonable reasoning as to whether or not diversion was appropriate. If not, fully applying the public interest tests and being clear with your rationale. And finally, making sure that we understand that we will need to have a good, clear picture of that child in order to satisfy the requirements of the case law.